Amen. That was beautiful. Amen and amen. All right, if you can kneel. Can you all hear me? Can you hear me? Testing. Yes, okay. I guess there was some lag. Some folks. All right. If you can kneel, please do so. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us on the Sabbath day with the changing of the showbread. Thank you for giving us an understanding of the truth and guiding us on the path that leads to righteousness in Christ. Bless us with the latter rain and the faith that moves the mountains, so that we can be more effective in doing this work that you have called us to do. Thank you for blessing everyone on the prayer list. Thank you for blessing all the workers. Thank you for blessing all those that are sick. And thank you for blessing all those that you send into our path, that we have the proper words to share, and they find fertile soil, and then you water the seeds that have been planted. We thank you for this work that you have given us to do as well. It's an amazing opportunity, and it's an amazing blessing to be counted worthy to do such a work. And so we thank you for that. And thank you for continuously blessing those that we love that are lost, that are in desperate need of salvation. And give us the courage to stand firm in these days as the attacks get more and more intense. And we lift up this prayer to the best of our ability in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. The next voice you will hear will be that of Brother Craig, who is reading a translated sermon for Brother Reuben, who doesn't speak English. And then there's going to be a mission report afterwards. So Well, hold on a second here. I got to set the mic to stereo mix. And then off we go. Let me know if you hear it right when it starts. Just hit a yes. Just put yes in the room if you hear Craig speaking.
This sermon from Brother Reuben is called The Creator's Love. And Brother Reuben says, "Blessed Sabbath day, dear brethren. Praise the Lord for uniting us in love and blessings, even if we are scattered in different parts of this world. God still has united us and kept us under His never-ending love. The beauty of nature that we can see all around us declares the great love of Christ that is in heaven. Let us remember, dear brothers and sisters, that the Father in heaven is the spring of life, of wisdom, and of happiness. When we see the wonderful things in nature that have become a source of happiness to God's creatures, then we can see the love of God for us and the joy that we bring to Him in our obedience. And it is He who gives us our food every day and gives us the sunshine and rain. God gives fair sunshine and rain to all. He has no favorites. We all know this, that for there is no respect of persons with God," Romans 2:11. And Psalms 145:15-16 declares, "The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest Thine hand and satisfiest the desires of every living thing. God made man according to His image, perfect, sinless, and their happiness abound in the beauty of nature that we can see all around us was also created in perfection. This perfection bore no signs of hate nor curse, but through transgression to the law of God and His law of love, man has brought into sadness and death. But amidst the afflictions that was the result of sin, the love of God is still revealed, and it is written that God cursed the land for the sake of man." Genesis 3:17. "And unto Adam He said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I have commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. That is why, even if we are scattered in different parts of this earth, God binds our hearts through His countless signs in heaven and earth. And He wants us to see His love, even if we are not perfect in our love to Him. The enemy, on the other hand, is trying to destroy the character of our God. He is constantly finding ways to be able to get an access to man's senses, like the hearing, where he can whisper to our ears, telling us that it is God that is severe and unforgiving, that He is like a harsh judge. The enemy wants men to look to God as a tyrant and a dictator, and not as a loving, tender father as He is who cares for His children. Satan is trying so hard to accomplish his purpose, and he is trying to deceive even the very elect," Matthew 24:24. "Many people do not realize that it is Satan who is a tyrant and a severe and unforgiving creature. Look at those who are become a prey to him. You can see how miserable their lives are and how angry they are. They are become slaves to their master, who is Satan. But despite of this, Christ's work continues, and He said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Luke 4:18. This is the ministry of Christ. He went about healing those who are captive to Satan. He healed the sick. He healed and removed their pains. He was the healing balm, as Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 8:22. "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there?" Yes, there is a balm of Gilead, the great physician. Christ's work on earth displayed how great His love for men is. The poor people were not hesitant to come to Him. Even the children were touched by His love for them. And He can also witness how He took care of the Israelites in the wilderness, who were sometimes non-stop complaining and murmuring throughout their days in the desert. When they were thirsty, 1 Corinthians 10:4, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. The rock was Christ, and this is the same rock that Moses smote with his rod, Genesis 20:11. And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. These things have their spiritual lessons to all of us. This same rock that Moses smote with his rod is the same rock that was bruised for our sins. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So because of the Father's love to us and to the world, he sent his only begotten Son. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Father made a way, and it is through his Son, Jesus Christ, that he is to pour out his everlasting love to the fallen world, and his love draws us close to him. Jeremiah 31:3 says, Ye, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. God has drawn us close to him, because it is through him that we find salvation. There is no other way of salvation in any man on earth. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So, it is only through Jesus Christ that we find salvation. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. The cost of the price that the Son of God paid just for us was his blood that was shed on the cross. He gave us his life just for us. He left his glorious throne in heaven, risked his eternal life, just to become a man, just to become a ransom for a sinful man, so that man will have the chance to be free from the bondage of Satan and be reunited with the Father. This is the love of God, such wonderful and infinite love. Our mortal minds could not fully comprehend how deep his love for man really is. And John 1:12-13 proclaims, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Dear brethren, let us ponder carefully that since from our first parents down to our time, the love of God and his salvation is offered to all freely, and it is ours to accept. Isn't it worth to show back our love to him? And how do we prove that we know and love him? 1 John 2:3. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. And John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. One of Christ's last commands to his disciples was that we are to love one another as I have loved you. John 13:34. Do we obey this command, brethren? Or are we partaking in sharp, unchristlike traits of character that does not express the love of God? If we have in any way grieved or wounded others in our words and actions, it is our duty to confess our faults and seek for reconciliation, just as Christ would have it, to the one we have offended and to the Creator who created us all. This is essential preparation that we may come before God in faith to ask his blessings. What a great privilege belongs to those who are true believers, the commandment keepers and doers of the word of Christ. It is a knowledge of Christ as the sin bearer, as the propitiation for our iniquities, that enables us to live a life of holiness. This knowledge is our safeguard for the happiness of the human family who walk with God in true love. May we be the true disciples of God and go proclaim the love of God to all through words, deeds, and actions. I pray that this has been a blessing to all. Amen. So now, brothers and sisters, let's move on to the mission report for the camp meeting. The theme for the camp meeting was called Onward, Christian Soldier. Christ is coming soon. Are you ready? The whole farm church was in unity in preparing for the camp meeting. Many arrived sooner. Some were assigned to build sleeping areas. Some were assigned to cut down trees and bamboo and so on and so forth. Everybody was busy. A week before the camp meeting, there were already a few workers and brethren who arrived from other provinces. The camp meeting started in the evening of May 19th. The program started with the evening worship led by Brother June. Brother Nick and Brother Daniel from Canada gave their welcome message. Orientation followed, which is giving some information and orientation to the brethren, especially those who were new to the area. There were also guidelines and rules to be followed by everyone during the camp meeting. On May 22nd, there were 4 souls who accepted the present truth and Christ as their personal Savior. On Sabbath of May 25th, the farm church ordained another church elder. His name is Brother Fred. The convocation was divided as follows. Morning, pillars of faith and other Bible truths. The afternoon, health, and next is group activities. One for adults, one for youth. The adults had their own topic, and the youth had their own topics as well. The kids also have their own classes in which they are being taught the Bible stories. They also do their coloring pages as well. Here are the topics that were discussed during the convocation. Pillars of our faith in Bible truths. First, the three angels message with the mark of the beast and the 7 last plagues. The gift of prophecy for God's end time church. Teaching the church about the gift of prophecy as one of God's gift to his end time church. And that this gift of prophecy for these last days is manifested through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through the ministry of Sister Ellen White. The true church of God. The identifying marks of God's true church. Warrior for God. Brother Craig's sermon. Everyone needed to put on the whole armor of God as warriors for God in these last days to stand as the true children and church of God. Gospel order, Matthew 18, which is learning how to deal with the erring ones in the church. Financial management, teaching brethren how to manage finances according to the principles from the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. Methods of missionary work. Teaching the church the different ways and techniques how to spread the gospel. The character of the 7 churches. State of the dead. What happens to people when they die. Sanctuary. Type and anti-type of the sanctuary service and its relation to the plan of redemption. Stewardship. Tithe. Further explaining our Christian duty to return the 10% of what we receive to give to the creator of the universe, which is his. Christ's righteousness, the character of Christ that we have to follow as he is our perfect example. Christian modesty, how Christian men and women dress and act as professing to be God's chosen people for these last days, apart from the world. Sabbath reformation, how to keep Sabbath holy in details. Godhead and Trinity. Exposing lies about Trinity and truth about the Godhead. The 10 Commandments in details. Discussed by each trainees during morning and evening worship. Each trainee talked about one commandment in detail based from Bible and spirit of prophecy. Next, we had the topics of health. The first one was the laws of health. 8 laws of health in details. The principles of healing, presenting 2 methods of healing, which is natural method and the other one, which is the use of drugs, teaching the church that the natural ways of healing is God's way of healing. the use of activated charcoal, teaching brethren different ways how to use activated charcoal as a home natural remedy to different illnesses. Back to Eden, teaching the brethren the original diet of man as appointed by God in the Garden of Eden. Special topics for the youth. Home duties, teaching the youth the importance of home duties and learning them at their young age to better prepare them for greater responsibilities in life. Courtship and marriage, presenting the true meaning of love versus passion and infatuation and impulse, giving more emphasis on God's principles and plan for marriage, also giving them warning about marriage with unbelievers as one thing that God forbids. Also, what are the traits and character that you need to look for a man or woman if you are contemplating for marriage? Financial management, teaching the youth how to manage finances. Principles of music, teaching the youth about God's principles of music, use of music, and the type of music that we have to listen to and sing as professed Christians. Total attendance was 94, 78 adults and 16 kids. There were about 15 people who confirmed to attend but were not able to due to some circumstances, praying that they will make it next time, God willing. We, the Farm Church brethren, wanted to thank you all, dear brethren, for the love, support, and the help that you have extended to making this camp meeting a successful one and for the work here in the Philippines. Praise and glory be to the Most High for His providence. The convocation has been an absolute blessing for all of us. We have seen a lot of things that we need to overcome. May more souls be brought to the feet of Christ. And may those who are staying here at the Farm Church who are still undergoing training, I think that's around 14 to 20, not sure, that they will continue to grow in the grace and mercy of Christ in knowledge and understanding and truth so they can go present it more fully to those out there on the streets, as we will be looking for new vineyards to go and work this year. So please do keep us in prayer. Again, we thank you all. God bless. Amen.
Grace that taught my heart to fear and grow.
Amen. That's my favorite song, too. My favorite hymn. If you can kneel, please do so. We'll end in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your presence. I also want to thank you for keeping the storms away during the church service that were surrounding the area. Thank you once again for... That's amazing how you answer those prayers so often. Thank you for keeping the spiritual storms away as well. Thank you for blessing everyone on our prayer list, especially those that we mentioned last night. Anyway, I also want to thank you, Father God, for blessing us with the latter rain. And let it sprinkle and let it come as a downpour, overwhelmingly blessing us and letting the signs follow your people so that we can go forth and glorify you. Thank you for blessing the gathering in the Philippines, and hopefully we'll have twice as many souls next year. And thank you for blessing us with a way to have one here in the States, too, if it be your will. And thank you for blessing the remainder of this Sabbath and keeping everybody that is in your son's arms completely safe throughout this week, especially the workers who are on the front line. And we thank you for this work that you have given us. And again, we lift up this prayer to the best of our ability in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.